New wine at a marriage feast. Boys and girls, did you ever consider the love that God has put into the hearts of your mum and dad? Have you ever looked at their wedding photos taken on the day when they were married? They probably like to show those photos to visitors and friends, and to you too. They remember that special day when they became husband and wife. They probably had a big celebration with family and friends who witnessed their wedding vows and rejoiced with them in God's goodness to bring them together as husband and wife. Marriage, of course, is God's plan for families and for nations. God created man and woman, male and female, to be one family unit. One day you may get married and enjoy the love and friendship that your mum and dad enjoy today. What kind of wedding celebration would you like to have on your wedding day? The Lord Jesus attended a special wedding when he was on earth. It was in the little town of Cana of Galilee, not too far from where the Lord grew up in Nazareth. In Israel, weddings were filled with singing, dancing, eating and drinking. It was a big event that sometimes lasted for days. When the Lord attended this wedding with his mother Mary, Mary noticed that the chief wedding planner had a problem. He had run out of wine to give to the many guests. Then Mary said to the Lord Jesus, "They have no wine." At first it appeared that the Lord did not want to know. It seemed that he didn't care, but he said something very strange. "Mine hour is not yet come." What could that mean? Mary didn't worry about it. She said to the servants, "Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." Mary fully expected that the Lord Jesus would do something to solve the need for more wine. Now the servants had been drawing water from 6 large clay water pots for the guests to wash their hands and feet. Each pot would have held a lot of water. Then the Lord responded in a powerful way. The Lord Jesus spoke to the servants and commanded them to fill each of the pots with water. They did so immediately, filling the pots right up to the top until they could hold no more. As soon as they filled the last of the 6 pots, the Lord said, "Now draw from the pots and give to the chief planner of the feast." By then, he must have been worried, not knowing what he was going to do. The chief wedding planner then took of the water from the pots and discovered that it was wine, and the very best kind of wine, too. He was amazed and very excited, for the wine was so delicious and so beautiful to his taste. The chief planner of the marriage feast then called the bridegroom, asking him about this wonderful wine. He said, "Normally the bridegroom will set forth the best wine at the beginning of the marriage feast, but you have kept the very best wine until the end. How come you have done this?" Then the news spread about the wonderful wine, and everyone was asking, "Who made this wine?" Only a few people knew. There was Jesus himself, and there was Mary. The servants at the marriage feast also knew, but before long, everyone knew that it was the Lord Jesus who turned the water in those 6 clay pots into the very best wine. This was the very first miracle that Jesus performed, and it gave tremendous proof to many people that he was more than a man called Jesus and more than the son of Mary. This miracle demonstrated that the Lord had supernatural power to do miracles, and a whole group of people witnessed it. The bride and the groom would never forget that on their wedding day, the Lord Jesus was there and provided such good wine after the first wine had run out. The chief wedding planner would never forget, for it was his biggest problem solved so quickly to the delight of all the guests. Those guests also had a tremendous story to tell. when they returned home from the wedding feast. So soon all the people in Israel would hear about a man called Jesus who turned ordinary water into beautiful wine. The Lord's hour had then come. It was time for people to know who he really was. He was not just a man, he was God. The miracle proved that he was supernatural. He was not bound by laws of earthly things. He could work in very powerful ways to change ordinary water into the sweetest wine. Jesus' first miracle is an illustration of what the Lord does in the hearts of men, women, boys, and girls. The Lord has the power to change our lives, to make them sweet and acceptable to God. Just as the Lord performed a miracle that secretly changed the water into wine, for there was nothing said, nor nothing done for eyes to see the miracle taking place. The Lord can miraculously change our lives by his Spirit. Jesus himself comes to live in our hearts. He can miraculously change us from loving sin and loving self into lovers of God. The miracle of Jesus' life coming into our lives might be like the Lord creating wine out of that water. Normally, wine is produced after grapes are grown on a vine. Then the juice is squeezed out and stored in bottles. The juice is sweet and full of color. But all of that takes a long time and is a lot of work. But the Lord created wine out of water in an instant. In a similar way, the Lord can take your life and put his life into you so that you are changed into his likeness. With a new heart, you will love God the Father. With a new heart, you will want to serve God by doing the things that please him. Your life will please God in ways that you could never do alone without the Lord Jesus living in you. You will become an imitator of the Lord Jesus to live the way that he lived. Do you like to play games, dressing up as adults, pretending that you are a grown-up, keeping house, caring for babies, and doing shopping? Of course you do. And you can become good at these things so that you grow into living like an adult. So in the same way, when you have the Lord Jesus in your heart, you will grow into his likeness. The Lord will work a miracle in your life. You cannot change yourself, just as the servants at the wedding feast could not change the water into wine by ordinary human power, nor could Mary work such a miracle. You must know the power of the Lord Jesus working in your heart as your Savior. You must invite him into your heart to change you into his likeness so you will live a new life that is pleasing to God as your heavenly Father. Then you will pray to your Father with love in your heart. Then you will delight in his commandments and have power to keep them more than you would think possible. Your life will be changed more and more into the beautiful life that the Lord Jesus lived. Do you want that? Then invite the Lord into your heart today to save your soul and change you into his likeness. He has power to change our hearts, making us into new creatures. Then you will live a new life, so you will please God. Like those empty pots, people's lives are very empty and meaningless. They can offer nothing to God nor to their fellow men. But the Lord is come to make lives meaningful. They are given new hearts with new minds and new power to live for the Lord. Therefore, I invite you to call on the Lord to be your Savior today, to change you, just as he changed that ordinary water into the most wonderful wine. The Lord can change you into a wonderful Christian life that will glorify God and be a blessing to many people.